Welcome to OV English School. Today, Marta is planning her first trip to Slovenia, and she has one big question. Should she begin with mountains, lakes, or the coast? If you had 5 days, what would you choose first? This lesson will show you why Slovenia is such a smart first trip. It is small, but it offers many different scenes. Listen closely and imagine your own route as we go. Why visit Slovenia? Slovenia is a small country in Europe, but it gives travelers a lot to see in one journey. You can visit high mountains, a famous lake, deep caves, and a short stretch of coast. That mix is powerful for a first trip. It means less time on the road and more time enjoying each place. The north of Slovenia is shaped by the Alps. The air is cooler there, especially in summer. That makes hiking feel easier and more pleasant. If you like walking, climbing, or simply breathing fresh air, this part of the country can feel like a reward. Many travelers come for the mountain views and stay for the quiet feeling. Lake Bled is one of the most famous places in Slovenia. People often go there for the bright blue water and the small island in the middle. Nearby, Lake Bohinj is calmer and less crowded. It is a better choice if you want more nature and less noise. These two lakes show two different moods in the same region. Ljubljana, the capital, gives the trip a different rhythm. It is small, friendly, and easy to walk around. You can arrive, settle in, and use it as a base for day trips. That helps a first-time visitor a lot. Instead of changing hotels every day, you can return to one place and plan from there. Not far away, Slovenia also has underground sites. Postojna Cave is one of the best known. It feels very different from the mountains and lakes above ground. Inside the cave, the temperature stays cool, and the shape of the rock feels almost like another world. This kind of stop adds variety to the journey, and it shows how much the country can change in a short distance. The coast is small, but it still matters. Towns like Piran give Slovenia a sea view and a slower mood. You can walk near the water, eat seafood, and enjoy a more relaxed final day. It is not a long coastline like Italy or Croatia, but it gives the trip a new ending. A simple 5-day plan can help a traveler see all these sides. On day 1, arrive in Ljubljana and explore the old town. On day 2, travel to Lake Bled and spend time by the water. On day 3, continue to Lake Bohinj or the Julian Alps for nature and hiking. On day 4, visit Postojna Cave and see the underground world. On day 5, finish in Piran and enjoy the coast before you leave. Transport in Slovenia is also useful for visitors. Trains and buses connect many of the main places. That means you do not always need to rent a car. For many travelers, public transport is enough between the most popular stops. This can lower stress, save money, and make planning easier. Money is another reason people like planning ahead. Slovenia uses the euro, so paying is simple for many visitors from Europe. Prices are often lower than in some famous tourist areas nearby, but not everything is cheap. A hotel near Lake Bled can be expensive in summer. A good lunch in a city may be affordable, though. If you want better prices and fewer people, spring and early autumn are often smart choices. Food in Slovenia is simple and filling. In the mountains, people often eat soups, cheese, dumplings, and meat dishes. Near the coast, fish and olive oil are common. In Ljubljana, you can find both local food and international dishes. If you do not know what to order, one good sentence is, "What do you recommend here?" That is polite and easy to use. Slovenia also feels calm in daily life. People often enjoy walking, nature, and tidy towns. You can start the morning in a city cafe, spend the afternoon near a lake, and end the day in a small town. That easy change from city to nature is one of the country's strongest attractions. For many first-time visitors, the best plan is simple. Start in Ljubljana, choose one or two mountain stops, add a cave visit, and save the coast for the end. If you love hiking, stay longer in the Alps. If you want a slower trip, spend more time by the lakes. Slovenia works well because it gives you many choices without feeling too big or too hard to manage. Question. Why is Slovenia a practical first trip? Answer, because it has mountains, lakes, caves, and a coast in a small area. Question, why do many travelers enjoy summer in the Alps? Answer, the air is cooler, so hiking feels more comfortable. Question: What makes Ljubljana useful for visitors? Answer: It is small, easy to walk around, and good as a base. Question: Why is Postojna cave a special stop? Answer: It gives travelers an underground place that feels very different from the lakes and mountains. Question: What is a smart 5-day route for a first visit? Answer: Start in Ljubljana, then visit Lake Bled, Bohin, or the Alps, Postojna cave, and Piran. So if Marta asks where to begin, the answer depends on her style. Ljubljana is easy. The mountains are beautiful. The caves are surprising. The coast is peaceful. Slovenia works because one small country can give you so much variety. If you want more stories like this, come back for the next lesson.